We wait until the librarian is distracted, then sneak out the door. I'm worried there's some law about reporting homeschooled kids when they go AWOL. I know George's mother is coming back in 2 hours, so we don't have much time. We head to a Chinese restaurant in town. If they think we should be in school, they keep it to themselves. Rhiannon tells me about her uneventful morning. Steve and Stephanie got into another fight, but then made up by second period. And I tell her about being in Vanessa's body. I know so many girls like that, Rhiannon says when I'm done. The dangerous ones are the ones who are actually good at it. I suspect she's very good at it. Well, I'm glad I didn't have to meet her. But you didn't get to see me, I think. I keep it to myself. We press our knees together under the table. My hands find hers and we hold them there. We talk as if none of this is happening, as if we can't feel life pulse through all the spots where we're touching. I'm sorry for calling you a jerk, she says. This is hard enough as it is, and I was so sure I was right. I was a jerk. I'm taking for granted how normal this all feels. Justin sometimes does that, pretends I didn't tell him something I just told him, or makes up this whole story, then laughs when I fall for it. I hate that. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. I mean, it's not like he was the first one. I guess there's something about me that people love to fool. And I'd probably do it, fool people, if it ever occurred to me. I take all of the chopsticks out of their holder and put them on the table. What are you doing? Rhiannon asks. I use the chopsticks to outline the biggest heart possible. Then I use the sweet and low packets to fill it in. I borrow some from two other tables when I run out. When I'm done, I point to the heart on the table. This, I say, is only about 1/90,000,000th of how I feel about you. She laughs. I'll try not to take it personally, she says. Take what personally? I say, you should take it very personally. The fact that you used artificial sweetener? I take a sweet and low packet and fling it at her. Not everything is a symbol, I shout. She picks up a chopstick and brandishes it as a sword. I pick up another chopstick in order to duel. We are doing this when the food arrives. I'm distracted, and she gets a good shot in at my chest. I die, I proclaim. Who has the mushu chicken? The waiter asks. The waiter continues to indulge us as we laugh and talk our way through lunch. He's a real pro. The kind of waiter who refills your water glass when it's half empty without you noticing he's doing it. He delivers us our fortune cookies at the end of the meal. Rhiannon breaks hers neatly in half, checks out the slip of paper, and frowns. This isn't a fortune, she says, showing it to me. You have a nice smile. No, you will have a nice smile. That would be a fortune, I tell her. I'm going to send it back. I raise an eyebrow, or at least try to. I'm sure I look like I'm having a stroke. Do you often send back fortune cookies? No, this is the first time. I mean, this is a Chinese restaurant. Malpractice. Exactly. Rhiannon flags the waiter down, explains the predicament, and gets a nod. When he returns to our table, he has a half dozen more fortune cookies for her. I only need one, she tells him. Wait 1 second. The waiter and I are both paying close attention as Rhiannon cracks open her second fortune cookie. This time, it gets a nice smile. She shows it to both of us. Adventure is around the corner. Well done, sir, I tell the waiter. Rhiannon prods me to open mine. I do, and find it's the exact same fortune as hers. I don't send it back.